Was saying some really good things, but I want us to be able to cover the chapter that we're doing. The main focus I want us to go on is, why do you think Saul did not eat or drink for 3 days? What are some of the reasons y'all came up with? Let's just say them real quick. Okay, perhaps he was fasting, repenting, and praying. That's a good answer. Same thing, okay? Same thing with y'all? Mm-hmm. And now the shoe's on the other foot. Yep, that's good. Did y'all chime in? Ooh, interesting. Maybe he thought he was going to get poisoned. Completely at their mercy. Mm-hmm. Did y'all come up with something? Okay. Did y'all come up with something?
Mm-hmm. Fasting. We kind of decided fasting was probably, because as a Pharisee, he would know how that was and have practiced that before.
Mm-hmm.
But you would ask the question first, why, what about him being blind? What if, I wonder if he thought it was a punishment, because the Jews, like whenever the blind man asked, they asked the blind man,
what have I done?
Mm-hmm. You know,
who sinned? Uh-huh. Because he knew what he had done. Those are all really good answers. Fasting, praying, he's afraid he's going to be poisoned. I think he was scared to death. And he knew he had done wrong, and he didn't feel like eating or drinking. So regardless, for 3 days, he did not eat or drink. What's the longest you've ever gone without eating or drinking?
3 hours.
It's hard. If you do a laboratory test, they ask that you not eat before or drink before you go in and do it. That's usually 12 hours or so. And it makes me so grumpy and irritable and all that, so out of character, because I'm never grumpy or irritable. All right, let's continue. Okay, verse 6. We did that, okay. All right, Gay, would you read for us 10 through 12?
Now there was a believer in Damascus called Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas, and when you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again.
Okay, we'll talk about Ananias after we read the next few verses, but I want us to see what Paul is doing right now in this period of time. What's he doing?
Praying.
He's praying, and also he has a vision from God. He can't see, but he has a vision from God. And what's the vision about?
Ananias.
It's about Ananias coming and laying hands on him so he can see again. So in this 3 day period of time, when he's not eating or drinking, scared to death, doesn't know what's going on, to his credit, he's praying. And God gives him a vision. And I just ask for rhetorically, in the darkness of our lives, when we are scared to death, do we spend that time praying?
He's praying to Jesus. That's significant, I think, because now suddenly
he is praying to me right now. Yeah, that's good. Good catch, Stephanie. Now he's praying to him. Yeah. This is Jesus speaking. That's a really good, I know you don't want a prize though. Do you? All right. All right, I'm saving, we have two others. This is the CNN tower, in Toronto. That's it. CN Toronto, CN Tower in Toronto. Solid silver, yes. All right, let's continue because I want us to get us. I know y'all want to watch the Oscars. Yeah. Out of curiosity, who's seen Oppenheimer? Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty good.
It was on the plane.
Plane movies are the best. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else is nominated. Who's seen, no shame, no judgment. Who's seen Barbie? I saw Barbie. Barbie?
Did you see Barbie?
Yeah, on HBO. I didn't go to the movie theater to see it. Yeah. No. Who saw Barbie? Did you like it? I thought it was pretty good because I thought it was going to be horrible. And I kind of liked it. Don't quote me on that. Yes. Scratch that off the recording, Nate. Edit that. Who saw it over here? Did you like it? That was good. Anybody here? Did y'all like it? Yeah. Am I the only guy who saw it?
In the country.
But I saw it on HBO. I didn't go to the theater. Yeah. I don't know what else is nominated. What's the one with Robert De Niro that took place with the Native American tribe in Oklahoma? And that's it. I heard that was really good. Yeah. Who's seen that? Nobody. Okay. All right. Sorry. Let's continue. Verse 13 and 14. Thad, would you mind reading that for us? Okay, let's talk about Ananias for just a minute. Poor guy. Can you imagine being Ananias? That God speaks to him and says, I want you to go to this man, Saul. And he knew about Saul, obviously. He knew what Saul was doing. I want you to go to this man, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. How would you feel if you were Saul? Just throw out some phrases or words. I'm sorry, how would you feel if you were Ananias going to see Saul? Scared to death. Yeah, here's evidence one. Exhibit A. Call it on the wrong person. It would have been terrifying to be Ananias. Obvious, he explains why he was apprehensive to do what God was telling him to do. He said, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. Exclamation point. And he's authorized by the leading priest to arrest everyone who calls upon your name. So he was afraid that Saul was going to do what? Arrest him and kill him and drag him before the authorities, put him on trial. He was basically being called into a cave where a lion was. He was terrified, understandably. I looked it up. The name Ananias means merciful. I just think that's an interesting little twist. I think I'll give myself an award. Oh, no, I need to get rid of those things. No, thank you. Do over, yes. Okay, Alice, would you mind reading for us verse 15 and 16?
But the Lord said, go, for Saul has been chosen in you to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
Okay, so the question is, why do you think God called Saul, of all people, why did he call Saul to be the guy who is going to write most of the New Testament, who is going to bring the gospel to the Gentiles? Why Saul? Okay, because he was passionate, and that he definitely was.
God saw it. I mean, he was torn away because he thought that they were going against the God that he knew so much about and loved.
So he's passionate on this side, and he could see his passion. Yes. Very good.
Dramatic.
Dramatic, uh-huh. Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, being a Roman citizen opened a lot of doors for him, and he could speak Greek. Plus, he was brilliant. This guy was a brilliant, brilliant man. Stuttered under, how did you know that? I think that's praiseworthy. He studied under Gamaliel, who was the main teacher of that day. And so, Ross, speaking of Gamaliel, this is Solomon's temple, myth and history.
Yeah.
A P. Could y'all understand what Ann was saying? That he clearly understood both sides of the issue, because he was way passionately on this side, and now he's passionately on this side, so he could argue both sides, and he became an apologist for Christianity, and he would argue with people based on the Jewish scriptures, because he knew the scriptures so well, and he could see that it was prophesying the coming of the Messiah. I don't want to run out of time before I get rid of the last prize. Reader's Digest Atlas of the Bible. Wow. That's a great answer, though. Sure. What do you think about verse 16, where it says, "And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake"? Indeed, it was true. Saul did suffer. Paul, the apostle, suffered. He was imprisoned many times. He was beaten many times, sometimes nearly to death. He was stoned. He was whipped. He was shipwrecked. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He was cold. Jewish zealots would persecute him nonstop. He was driven out of towns. Gentile zealots would do the same thing. Do you think this, though, gave Ananias a little satisfaction? I think it might have given him a little okay, you're going to go and you're going to make things right, but don't worry, he's going to pay a price for doing this. He's not getting off scot-free. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. And indeed, Paul did suffer. Okay, verse 17. So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." In that verse, does anything in particular stand out to you? I'm going to tell you what leaps out at me, but I want to see if someone else. That's it. That's what jumps out at me. That here's this guy who hated Christians, hated Christianity, hated Jesus, was going to kill the Christians, and now he goes to him and he calls him Brother Saul. Man, that screams out to me. Brother Saul. He was treating him as a brother, even though this guy had done nothing to deserve this. Stephanie? And that's the second, yes. So the Holy Spirit would help sustain him in all the time to come. Hold that thought. I have a plastic bag. That's it. Really good. Paul.
Brother Will.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Where did that term originate, to call preachers brother?
I bet from this in New Testament times, sometimes they would do that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Instead of reverend?
Yeah. My name has kind of morphed over the years. When I was at Asbury, it was boy. right out of seminary. Then in Plaquemine, they would say kind of brother Weldon. Spring Hill, North Louisiana, brother. Monroe was definitely brother. It's like Baptist country. And then here it's Reverend Weldon for the most part. But people ask me what you prefer to be called. I just like Weldon.
Well, the last one I remember known as brother, Carl Lou, was Brother Lou. It was never Reverend Lou.
I think the main thing is don't be hung up on a title.
The one thing that struck me from the beginning of our reading today was saw how passionate, as she said, that he could be. Not everybody will stand up for what they really believe in. And at this point, Saul really believed that Jesus was bad business. So if he could turn him around, that he would be that passionate about being a Christian.
That's a good observation, and adding on to what Anita said. Yeah. I'm out of price.
Yeah.
I love that God could see the potential in Saul. He wasn't looking at what he had been, but looking at what he was going to be and how God could use him. And he did use him. As I said a moment ago, he wrote most of the New Testament, which means he wrote most of the Bible. And gave him a do-over. And of all people, he needed a do-over. And to all his credit, for all the harm he had done, he became the main preacher and evangelist of Christianity. Without Saul, Christianity would have had a very difficult time.
Where did the name change from Saul to Paul?
In the book of Acts, it just magically changes. It's called Saul, then the next thing you know, he's called Paul.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Very well said. Very interesting.
No, it would be an opening. And one of the first times that he called himself Paul, I think, I don't really remember for sure, but when they arrested him, and he's going, "You're going to arrest a Roman citizen?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling himself Paul. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's his Roman name.
He played that card a few times of being a Roman citizen, and you can't blame him. It helped lessen the punishment a little bit. It gave him more of a fair trial. We're about out of time, but I really want us to cover these things. Verse 18, instantly something like scales fell from Saul's eyes. He regained his sight, then he got up and was baptized. What do you think that was? Something like scales fell from his eyes. Is that literal or is that figurative?
I'm thinking like cataract kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But my question would be, who told this story? Yeah, Luke researched it, and so Luke is the writer of the book of Luke and the book of Acts, but who did he interview and who told the story? It could have been Paul told the story of what happened. Could have been Ananias told the story of what happened. I'm kind of thinking it was Paul, because it goes back to falling off the horse and the light and all of that. And so Paul had this experience of feeling like scales fell from his eyes. And maybe it was literal, like a cataract kind of thing. In the other versions. Mm-hmm. In one of the four versions, it says on the horse. Good catch. Could well have burned his eye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then he got up and was baptized. Who baptized him? Doesn't say, but we would think Ananias, that Ananias baptized him. Where was he baptized? That doesn't say. There are some people who say you have to be baptized only by immersion. If you aren't baptized by immersion, then it does not count. So if that is so, then they had to go out of this home and find a deep creek somewhere and be baptized there. That is certainly possible. It's also certainly possible with my own theology that he was baptized inside the house with sprinkling or pouring. So we don't know the details of his baptism, but we know that he was baptized. What was the name of the street? Straight Street. And who owned the house? A man named Judas. And then after then, he became the amazing Apostle Paul, who basically changed the history of the world. I have a book in my library called The 100 Most Influential People in All of History. Number one, according to this person's opinion, is Muhammad, because of his involvement in religion, but also politics. So he ranked Muhammad number one. I disagree. He ranked Jesus number two, And number three was the Apostle Paul, third most influential person in all of history because he spread Christianity all over the world like nobody else. Okay, y'all have done great. What a good study, good participation. I'm going to send Bishop Berlin a little note and congratulate him for doing this study and hope that he does some others. Let's close with the prayer on our handout. Let us pray. Redeeming God, thank you for loving us as we are and loving us too much to leave us there. Thank you for the transforming gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you will change our lives for the better. Amen. Okay, y'all enjoy the Oscars, about 4 hours long.